I think oral histories has been very pivotal for these communities to begin learning more about the history of the individual areas within the population are the stories and the history of the ancestors, the history of different events that have taken place, and learning about things that no longer exist but is still present in the memories of the individuals. I guess I had started talking about FACAM and how important it was for that community to collect those individual stories and histories in an oral history manner. I think I captured 13 or 14 interviews while I was there, and then did trainings for some of the volunteers that the community is really wrapping themselves more around doing oral history interviews and doing it themselves, doing it with the archivists and the backpack model of using Zoom recorders and also using cell phones. I think there's loads of potential with an oral history to create an exhibit utilizing the oral history as an audio-visual or just an audio part of an exhibit, so that they might put up some of the documents that support the oral history or some of the artifacts that support the oral history. Might be that someone has done the genealogy of the family that I always try to capture in the oral histories that I do. A top topic of research that maybe can get some real important data from the oral history interviews. Oral history interviews allow for quotes that can be utilized in exhibits and publications, and it gives the accurate voice. The voice that you hear is so different from the written word. It's just special to hear the dialect of the emotion behind what is being said. There's so much that you can't capture in a book that you can capture with an oral history and listening to an oral history.